and welcome to Sproulthcast, the English language broke of a no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I am so warm.
It is obnoxiously warm and humid, isn't it?
Every year I go, oh, summer, be fine. And every year I die.
Well, that's the old climate change for you. Beginning of the end of humanity here, Sam.
Sure. Or just coming from the north of Scotland where it, you know, doesn't, you know, get past a balmy 15.
Yeah. We've only got four sections for you today because it's a kind of inter-season pod. So it's a kind of summing up and a preview.
That raises a question,
doesn't it,
David? Is this the last episode of the last season, or is it the first episode of the new season?
It's the last episode of last season because there are still some consistent threads. This is going to be the last wheeling out of the guess the song before Hot or Not and then playing it as an outro, because next season we're going to switch back to Czech covers of English language songs.
That's true. You can look forward to
that. I've already thought about this.
This is
way ahead of you, man.
You know, you take 4 weeks off a podcast and then you come back with all these bright ideas. It's, you know, it's really just a wonderful time to be alive.
It's just the same idea repeated. But anyway.
the same idea repeated. Like doing a podcast about the second division, I suppose.
Yes. Anyway, let's talk about the squad that is going to be attempting to claw its way back out of the second division after this.
And as a Zbrojovka Brno podcast, we are obliged to talk about Zbrojovka Brno, in particular the new look Zbrojovka for season 23-24. Changes not just in the playing staff, but on and off the field.
Yes, I was going to say from top to bottom, but we're still stuck with the same owner, so it's not completely from top to bottom.
For now.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
that
now,
raises
for
a
now.
Really interesting question that I don't actually know so much about, so maybe you can sort of fill me in here.
Probably not.
Because I believe that there's possibly going to be a relinquishment of control of the club.
Possibly. The bringing in of Zdeněk Psotka from Plzeň was the first indication that that might be happening after Požar, the in inverted commas sporting director, got shown the door marked do one towards the end of last season. Psotka's come in and he gave up a very high up position in the Czech FA to join this absolute basket case. So he has some major sway as a human, generally, so
yeah,
we'll see.
So that actually, you know, that points to maybe a positive development in terms of the ownership, because I think that maybe since we last spoke, before, you know, we go into the, things like signings and this whole new sort of redesign of the club in an anniversary year, questions of whether or not 110 years is really an anniversary year or not. But like the start of the sort of the postseason was really dominated by the idea of the ownership, and it didn't really let go. One of the things that you probably saw as well was the statement from Ultras Brno, which basically set out what the singing section is going to be like next year, and saying that it's going to
absolutely bloody toxic for the looks.
Yes, and it's going to be targeted towards Bartoniek's ownership as long as Bartoniek is still within the position.
Yeah, it's no flags up, no nothing. It's just Bartoniek out basically until he goes.
No, yeah, I mean cheering the team on the pitch, but not supporting Zbrojovka in any other sort of material way.
Yeah. But, yeah, as we said, almost from top to bottom, we have a new manager, which is Ludek Losáček.
I'm going to start calling him Big Ludo.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. His last job was the coach of Bohemians from 2019 to 2022. The last guy we had who was a coach of Bohemians didn't go so well.
I took a note of this just in case it came up in the podcast, and I'm glad we're getting it out of the way already. Yes, replacing Martin Hašek, who lasted a total of, count them, 9 games with the club.
Yeah, Klosarczyk brings in with him two assistant managers in Zbrojovka legend Tomáš Polach, one of the best Zbrojovka players I've ever seen. Doesn't look like a footballer, never did, but yeah. Glided around beautifully.
Glud.
Glud beautifully around the midfield in the early 2000s.
Do you remember that You know, you had that, we talked about it briefly, I think, on the last podcast, the pilgrim names.
The pilgrim names?
There was these names from the 17th century.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, Glud definitely seems to be yeah. up there for that one.
Yeah, the other assistant
Glud
coach...
Glud Majestically, sorry.
Glud Majestically is excellent, yeah. The other assistant is Josef Mucha, about whom I know little. Martin Dolezal stays on as goalkeeping coach because he seemed to be doing a fairly decent
that's
job.
The only one.
And first team coach slash hype man, he's brought in former centre forward Libor Došek.
Hype man.
Well,
sort of like, yeah. And lining up in the back room, it's Flavor Flav.
Well, Došek's job description translated as something like dressing room leader or something like that. So I was like, that's not really a job.
That's not really a job. It's also the excuse for it, like keeping a player on past his prime to get two appearances a season because, oh, he's great in the dressing room, magnificent around the boys.
Yeah, good to have around the place. But Došek, when he played for Zborovka back in the day, he had excellent close control for a man of his size, mm-hmm. as I believe the cliche is correctly put out there. Yeah. 6'5", he's a big lad. So,
Not glut in size.
He's certainly not. I was going to say roster-wise. You don't say roster, do we? Squad-wise.
You say roster. Roster. If we were talking about the Brno Reds franchise. Mm. But no, we're still a football team in Europe. You would probably just call them squad.
Squad, yeah. Goalkeeping department, we stay the same.
Which is
Shiman
decent enough.
Ruby. Actually, it'd probably just be quicker to say who we've lost. We have released Matěj Hrabina. Jan Hlavica, which is a curious one, because he's a decent second division cove, but maybe he wanted out, I don't know.
Well, he's gone to... Did you see where he went to?
No.
He's gone to I cannot pronounce this. Podbeskidzie Bielsko-Biała in the second tier of Polish football.
Oh, well, have fun at under the Beskidy Mountains. Yeah. What was it?
Podbeskidzie Bielsko-Biała.
Okay, well, have fun there. I'm sure it's very nice. Jakub Nečas has pissed off to Příbram.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Robert Matejov has gone back to Slovakia. He's signed with Skalica. Yeah. And you'll be overjoyed to hear Lukáš Rogožan is no more.
Yes, Rogožan has departed the club. And I just don't have anything to say on that. I just want to let it sort of hang out there.
Four players return to their parent clubs, namely Filip Solček, who was immediately farmed out to Jablonec.
Yeah.
Mo Tijani, Šimon Falta, and Filip Blecher have all pissed off. And Michal Ševčík has been sold, of course.
Which was reported basically by everyone around about this time last year.
Yeah.
It was pretty inevitable that he was going to go there. But, you know, it's one of these ones. I mean, what's that? What's that total? 6, 7?
Leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9. Okay. Six without the, without the low knees. You know, in terms of a fire sale of players after you're going down, actually, that's not really that high. And probably speaks quite a lot to the... And we talked about this so many times about the sort of the levels in Czech football where, you know, it's a Norwich City sort of type situation, isn't it? Squad too good for the second tier, way not good enough for the top division.
I mean, talking of that, let's just have a quick rundown of who we still have remaining. As I said, Berkovec, Šiman, and Hrubý in the goalkeeping slots. Defenders, Endel, Šural, Divišek, Štěrba, Koželuk, Granečný remain. Then we've got Martin Novi on loan from Bohemians, worked under Klosáček before. Martin Tomel from Zlatan Moravce at the Slovak top division. Mm-hmm. And two promoted from the youth team, that's Jirka Hamza and Zdeněk Toman, who have come up from the youth team. Midfielders, we retain Texel, Ali, surprisingly, Fosek, Pachlop, the Aztec god. Oldřich Praga has returned from loan, as has David Jambor. And we have signed Tomáš Smejkal from Jablonec, 25 years old and a former Europa League player, which is a remarkable coup.
I think that's a real coup, yeah. So that is probably the best signing that you could hope for in a position like this.
Yeah, although we also have another signing at centre forward.
That also looks good.
We've retained the Little Butcher, of course, and Honza Hladík. Tomáš Kopr has been promoted from the youth team, and we've brought in Roman Potočný from Česká Budějovice.
Yeah.
32 years old still, not a great goal scorer. He's a 1-in-4, 1-in-5 kind of guy, but stinks of Řezníček when he came in from Teplice, where he'd scored like 2-in-30.
Yeah,
and then banged in like 20 in the second league and then was our top scorer in the first league. So, yeah, there is hope.
This is it. And then you're, I believe, I didn't write this stuff down, but we've had a number of different friendlies recently. And I think Copper's already scored as well.
He has, as has Adam Kronos from Victoria Pilsen. He's on loan. We were taking a look at Timmy Atiki Egbe from Raka Bratislava, who I have never heard of, and I'd never heard of him either. Michal Vrana of Bohemka and Nicholas Martinek of Dubnica, as well as another Pilsen loanee, Pavel Gaščík. But Kronos looks like the only one who's
Was. They were invited, I believe, to train for a week and then play a friendly. And then they made that decision on that. And that's how they were making their decisions, at least at the start, just when the new management team was coming in, sort of like an open trial, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, we're not looking in dreadful shape.
I mean, is it bad that, you know, this is supposed to be a doom and gloom podcast because it's Brojovka back down in the second tier, right? But you look at that squad and you actually go, that's probably all right.
Yeah,
that'll be fine. It's just going to be what I think interesting is going to see what sort of system we sort of play, or if we do play to a sort of a system, because I think there was a real lack of any sort of direction or tactics towards the tail end of the of the campaign, and then we'll just see how it goes. And you know, the good thing as well about the season starting when it does, and we're, I think, just 2 weeks now, a little over 2 weeks till
ten days
we'll be opening up against Vlašim at home. If it goes badly wrong in the first couple of weeks, or there's a huge gap, the transfer window is still going to be open, and that's a really, you know, I think that's a big deal. We have the really annoying sort of gap over winter, but actually starting at this time of the year is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. That first game against Vlašim has been moved from the weekend to the Monday early evening.
Early 5:30, which is just
on a Monday. Well, you know, get those sweet TV figures in for the opening round of the second division. Come on.
Oh, are we on the telly?
I think we are. Oh,
is it going to be Zbrojovka Brno on the TV?
Yeah,
we really rarely do well.
Yeah,
that's good. And we've had problems with Vlašim in the past, but Vlašim are no great shakes anymore. They had a pretty miserable campaign last year. I mean, we'll have a preview, possibly, closer to the time.
I would imagine probably not, because it will be 2 weeks till the next one.
Okay, we'll do the preview now.
The game will be... okay, all right.
They're not that good. The team looks okay. 2-0?
And that's your Vlašim preview, ladies and gentlemen.
It's very disorganised this summer, listener. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because... next week, I'm not going to be here from Wednesday morning because I'm in Budapest for the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And then I'm coming back on the Monday. So I'll get back in, dump my stuff here, go straight to the ground.
This is just the problem. We're just jet setters.
Exactly.
Here,
yeah.
You know. So David was away in Scandinavia. I was in Berlin. He's going to Budapest. You know. Barely had enough time to pay my 1,913 crowns online to redo my season ticket. That's not tokenistic at all, is it?
Not at all. Right, shall we... Well, we've only got three more sections. Hot or not, beer of the podcast, or the awards. I think we should save the awards till the end.
Okay.
Let's do hot or not. Hot or not. Hot or not, hot or not, hot or not. No. What's all you getting?
You're having a seizure. I had a thought. Right, the problem is, David, that I believe you, that voice is also your Morrissey impression, and I don't think it's Morrissey.
It is.
Is it?
Well, it's not. It's not Morrissey solo. It's the Smiths. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, well, considering the Smiths are like my favorite band of all time, I'm not sure what it was.
It was the sort of outro bit to The Boy with a Thorn in His Side.
Oh, the outro bit! Come on.
Oh no. But anyway, that's the last time you'll have to go through that particular torture of trying to guess songs from my crap impressions of them.
I mean, imagine that's how you play yourself out, David. the outro of the, you know, you couldn't do, you know, I don't know. Oh, when I hear Hot or Not, I get off my tits. I just can't get enough of Hot or Not. You know, none of that. You know, nothing. You know, up there, just
no. It's very good.
Thanks. Well, it's Hot or Not, and this is traditionally where we say something which is hot in the world, usually of football, and something which is not so much.
Not so hot. However, it's very hot. Everything is hot, listener.
Yeah, join us tonight as we play Humid or Numid. I've got one of each. What about yourself?
Same.
Please kick us off.
Right, I'm going to start you off with a hot, and I'm going to call it Clobcast.
Yes, absolutely. This is the Blansko Club Blasters podcast,
who
right?
have decided to start doing a podcast, who have decided to try and cram one more piece of audio content into the world's already overstretched maw of podcasting material. But yeah, they're going to have a crack at it.
Is this not a knot because we're going to become the second best South Moravian football podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were an obscure thing to listen to, but oh my word. Well, you know, good luck, chaps.
Very much looking forward to that. And you know, I would say hopefully we should get them back on to see how the podcast is going.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can, you know, go on there, destroy all their equipment, and then, you know, we won't have a problem anymore.
It could be. Or we could just have something like when they came, when Ralph came on to our, Ralph and Craggy came on to our podcast, and basically I just got stupidly drunk.
Yeah, 2.5 hours of recording, edited down to a reasonable length.
I was recording in a pub. Yeah. That was the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I thought, you know, Clobcast.
Very good.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've got the Women's World Cup, which is going to be kicking off next week in Australia and New Zealand. The good news is some games are going to be kicking off at maybe 9 a.m. and at about 12:30.
Oh, nice.
And the bad news is a lot of them are going to be kicking off at 4:30. In the morning.
Ah.
So that's going to be one to enjoy. It looks good. There's some really mad teams in it. Just having a look, and I noticed that obviously England are there and will be amongst the favourites.
Yeah. Aren't like Zambia in it or something?
Zambia, I believe, are in it. There's also, I think, Haiti. Haiti are in it, and they're the lowest ranked team, so obviously they're in England's group. That's going to go really badly, considering that England, during their qualifying for this tournament, played 10, won 10, goals for 80, goals against none.
Yeah.
This also included beating Latvia 20-0.
Mm.
And that's actually kind of bad to see, because the thing about, I think, women's football in the last few years, and I'm not going to pretend to be any expert on this, is that the quality of it has really increased because there's been a lot of grassroots mobilization and funding and stuff that should have happened 20, 30 years ago.
Also, like, bigger teams really taking it seriously and really putting a lot of funding into their women's football programs.
Also, looks like it's going to be legend of the women's game, Megan Rapinoe's last ever tournament as well.
Well, I mean, she must be about 703 by now.
Something like that. But a World Cup's a World Cup, always a good spectacle.
Yep.
Try and catch as many games as I can.
Yeah.
Can't beat a World Cup.
Down in flame in Australia. Down there. I'll give you a knot.
Yes.
Chelsea's new shirt. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Dear me. The idea is that it's 90s retro.
Mm-hmm.
No, it just looks shit. It doesn't have a sponsor on it yet. I don't know whether they're going to have a sponsor, but it has a... Both the badge and the Nike logo are made from that sort of shiny, tacky, iridescent jelly-like substance.
Oh, okay.
Like a 3D...
Yeah.
Like a very 90s naff. And and they're silver. They're like reflective silver. So it looks like junk. It is absolutely dreadful.
That is, I'm trying to look this up now. Tell me, David, is it badge? Is badge in the correct place?
Badge is in the correct place, but there's no subtlety to it because it's just silver on blue.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just silver, like, printed on the shirt. It's not like a separate sewn patch or anything.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ooh. How does it look?
They kind of nod to the 90s thing is the sleeve cuffs.
Yeah.
Are a nod to that Coors kit. I think it was 97. That was like blue with like little hints of yellow on it. But it's just, no, it's horrible.
Have they ever, have they had a good strip since their, since the 90s autoglass one? That's the question.
No.
I'm going to ask for Chelsea fans. But just to maybe expand on that a little bit, David, have Coventry released a new strip?
They haven't because we're waiting to find out who our sponsor's going to be. When Doug King came in and bought the club, we still had 2 years of our Boyle Sports online gambling shirt sponsor to run. And he cut that deal off, basically paid them off, and said, we don't want gambling sponsorship anywhere in the stadium at all.
Okay, that's good.
So what he wants is a local, you know, a sort of big name, but like a local sponsor. So maybe like Coventry University or Jaguar or something like you know, a kind of bricks and mortar sort of company. But, you know, ideally a local one. So we're still waiting for that to come out. And it will be modelled, of course, by our new Japanese midfield signing, who will sell many Coventry shirts in his home prefecture, hopefully.
That's good. Where did you get him from?
From Ostend.
Oh, Ostend.
Ostend, yes. Yeah, where he's been consistently good, it would appear. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. You have a knot.
I do have a knot. Unfortunately, it's not very. It's not a very sort of funny one. It's the Kick It Out report.
Right.
Kick It Out, who are responsible for Show Racism the Red Card in the UK, campaign across all levels of football to eradicate prejudice and discrimination. It turns out that the number of reports for discriminatory behaviour in the 2022-23 season was the highest ever.
Why does that not surprise me?
1,007 reports, I believe a sizable amount of them racist, a rise of 65% on the previous season. Two thoughts on this, of course, because, you know, you can look, it's very bad, first of all, it is very bad. I wonder how much of that is that people are now feeling able to come forward.
Yes, that is the flip side to it. Normally it would have been, you know, just keep storming, hope it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people are clearly having a...
But it generally just seems to be ramping up a bit, doesn't it? Like, not even just in terms of like British football, but globally. Like, there was the... I think I heard it on, I think it was something like Guardian Football Weekly, like a month or so ago, that there were like, I think it was Northern Ireland had a friendly against, I feel like against like Qatar or something like that. And then that had to be abandoned due to some racist statements.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And then the Qatari FA put out a statement saying, oh no, it's all terror, it's all nonsense, we would never do such a thing, and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, rubbish.
Yes.
Don't be racist.
There's one message you can take away from this podcast, is not only don't be racist, just don't be an arsehole.
Yeah.
Basically, that is the message that we're putting out there clearly. Don't be a twat to other people.
I mean, I believe to other teams' fans, you know, next season I will absolutely be an arsehole. But, like, I mean, within a certain, I believe, parameter of acceptability.
Yeah.
Depending on how many pints I've drunk. But
anyway, right. Talking about pints drunk, shall we have a beer of the podcast?
Yes, please.
Beer of the podcast. Hello.
Okay.
Yes, hello. Here's a beer of the podcast coming right at you in its dark sort of crimson form.
Dark crimson form. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's all right. It looks like a smoothie.
It does look like a smoothie. This is, I got this from round the corner from me, from the Pivni Ordinatse again. And the guy who runs it, they're doing really well, by the way. It looks like a sort of hopping little joint. They've put tables outside now, so you can go and stand and have a pint. So there's like a little bunch of locals there now that go. So yeah,
I still haven't visited it.
Yeah, they seem to be doing really well, which is good. But this brewery is, it's the Crazy Clown Brewery, which is a dreadful name for a brewery.
That's,
but there you go.
Not good.
It, ooh, they are from, where are they from? I don't know. It doesn't say. However, this beer is called Porn Star.
Porn Star?
Yeah. A little bit dodgy, but it's an 11 degree, so 4% alcohol, not necessarily massively strong. However, it is a blueberry and cinnamon sour.
Ooh.
And I saw those words and I thought, well, I like those two things separately, so let's see what happens. The other two that were on offer from the same brewery, which they have just had in there, there was a blackberry and blackcurrant ale, so like a forest fruits ale. And they had a gosa as well, a tomato and basil gosa.
I almost had that. It must be from them, because there was a... When I was on my way to Berlin, I had a stopover in Prague. By the way, I did have a look. Crazy Clown Brewery is a Prague brewery.
Right, that will make sense then.
And I was at the... I believe I was at the... Was it Clock? Sort of brew pub.
Right.
Where they put on a bunch of different... No, it was Matushka. It was Matushka. And they have a little sort of bar in Bubenec. Okay. And you just beside the station, and it's really great. And it's one of these ones where it looks like a little bit like an old dairy inside. And you go and you pay the person, and you have a ticket, and you take the ticket over to the guy, and he pours you a beer.
Right.
And they had a tomato gosa.
Probably
I assume
then.
It must be that. And I was too scared to give it a go.
Well, it's now around the corner in the fridge. Not around the corner in the fridge in my kitchen, but around the corner in the fridge in the shop. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was.
Isn't that not just. Wait a minute. Is that not just a gazpacho?
Yeah. Go back to Russia! but this was 185 crowns for a 750.
Oof.
So pricey,
yeah.
But let's see if it's worth...
I'm genuinely excited about this.
Yeah. Ooh, it
smells like a sour.
Yeah, smells like a sour.
I'm getting cinnamon.
Yeah, so let's have a go on this. Ooh, that's nice. You're doing weird things with your eyes.
I don't know why. I don't know. Right, this is going to. It was tarter than I expected. A sour.
Yeah, it smells really sweet.
Yeah.
It's not as aggressive as I thought it would be. It's a lot kind of, you know. It's got quite a deep flavour, but it's not as sort of spiky around the edges as I thought with the cinnamon.
It suggests the cinnamon in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
It smells
a lot more of cinnamon than it tastes of cinnamon.
It's almost like you've had like a bowl of cinnamon grahams 20 minutes ago. Just every so often just getting reminded of the cinnamon.
With some juice.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why I said that.
Cinnamon. That's how they remind you. Like Nickelback. sorry.
Short podcast today, isn't it?
I don't know where that came from.
Good, good.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. I will possibly go back for their tomato and basil. Well, or will I?
I feel
it's... Is that getting too clever?
I feel it's easy to buy and not easy to open,
if
you know what I mean. It's one of these ones, you'll just be looking at it. I once had a pint of beetroot cider. And let me tell you, David, I had buyer's remorse.
Yeah, dear me. Right, that was...
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid beer. Good,
solid effort.
Good way to round off episode
whatever this one is. Yeah. Because it's episode whatever one this is, we have got some end of season awards, which we're going to do right now. Thank you. Right, welcome to the Zverovcast end of season, sort of nearly beginning of season awards. Hooray! It's the
first annual Zverovcast. Award for outstanding achievement in.
So earlier today, we had a little conflab on messaging, didn't we? And we decided on six categories.
Six categories, because I think there were some really, really obvious ones that aren't worth a category. Like, what was our best player last... Who was our best player last season?
Yeah.
And these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So
we've got most pleasant surprise, which is a very small, you know, that's slim pickings, frankly.
Yeah.
Away fans of the season.
Yeah.
Away day you're most looking forward to and away day you won't miss.
Uh-huh.
Biggest disappointment. That's a wide field. Best moment. And your favourite there, the Pavel Zavadil Award for most handsome player.
Yes.
Good. Right. Let's jump in.
Are we supposed to do this? You know, like how they do in the Oscars? You always get like a bloke and a woman. And it's always sort of very hammed up. Like, we're honouring some of the, you know...
Yeah, I mean, you know, Samantha Fox and Mick Fleetwood weren't available for this, so we're just going to have to make it up as we go along, I'm afraid. Right, let's start with, let's get it out of the way. Biggest disappointment of the season?
I mean, biggest disappointment of the season, right. You can go about this in two ways, in my opinion. And there's a very obvious one that you can put there.
Yes.
However, what I'm... going for is Cheska Budějovic's late equaliser
in the cup,
in the league.
Right?
Which was essentially the beginning of the end.
Yeah, yeah. I guess yeah. You can sort of trace it back to that balmy October evening.
Yes. Yeah. Go for that. That was just, and that was possibly like I've never heard the stadium. It was just.
Mm.
Pin drop, sort of. Oh, it was awful. Awful.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the home game?
Yeah.
Not the, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
That was not in October. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the reverse fixture.
Yeah. Okay. I've also just got another one I'm thinking of now, but let's go.
My biggest disappointment of the season, Josef Schoral. I know I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But he's 27 now, and he should be the solid defensive leader that... I think they always wanted him to turn into, but he's never really improved and is seemingly just there because we've never managed to get anyone better in.
Yeah, absolutely. I would go along with that. In terms of a player, I would absolutely be going for Tijani for this one because I think that you come in from a team like Pilsen, you know, with a certain bit of pomp behind you. You have a... decent first game. I believe his first
really
game
first
was against
game.
Pardubice, was
home,
it?
Home against Banik.
Oh, Banik, that was it. Yes, and was very good, very assured, and Zborovka won that game. And
then never turned up again.
That was it. That was the zenith. And then after that, I just thought he was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. I mean, we just reduced him to our level, as we do with basically everyone.
So I think of all these things, I would go along with your suggestion for disappointment of the season. Stalwart of the club, like, you know, loyal player of the club, but it's
as we said earlier, good lad to have around the place, possibly.
Good lad to have around the place. Him and Endel in the centre of the park, fucking nightmares.
Yeah. Right. Next one. Away day you're most looking forward to.
Yeah, okay, this one's reasonably easy for me. I don't know if you'd like to start.
I'm going to say Tabor.
Okay.
Because Ben and I went there last season. It's a lovely little town.
Yeah.
Lovely little place. You?
Mm-hmm. Kroměříž.
Kroměříž.
It's close. We haven't been there in a number of years.
Since that cup game.
Since that cup game where it was about 0-0 for 70 minutes. So we were looking a bit hairy. But it's a nice wee town. It's a cool wee stadium. I think it'll be a really enjoyable experience.
Ooh, here's another one though. Prostějov are not playing in Prostějov next season. We don't have to go to Prostějov. Where are they playing? HFK Olomouc.
I heard that. Yes, I got a message on I got a message on Twitter about that, and I forgot about it entirely. And that's also a cool stadium.
Mm.
It's also a little bit more annoying to get to, but it has the added bonus of not having to go to Prostyov.
Exactly.
But really, that's going to be good. We haven't been there for a few seasons either.
Since that cup game with the fish on a stick.
Just looking at my phone to remind me who sent that. Jameson at Cadea Stadion on Twitter, who's a stalwart of football in that neck of the woods.
Yep.
So hello, and thanks for letting us know that. But really, there's a lot just... when you think about it, it's always disappointing going down the second tier, right?
Yeah.
But you've actually, when you think about it, you've got Tabor, and you had a great time there. You've got Tabor, you've got Kromia Zizj, you've got Viktoria Zizjkov, who have been promoted again after just destroying Domažlice.
There's a lot of interesting away days in the second. Dukla.
That's another one. Of course, we get to go back to Drnovice as well. And really... another one that I think you'd be lying to say if you're not looking forward to is going to be
Lišeň. Yes, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about away days wise.
To pump Lišeň.
What is the away day you won't miss, Sam?
The one I won't miss.
Yes,
Lišeň.
No. The away day you won't miss having because we're not playing in the first league.
Oh, I don't see. I see. I didn't understand.
Right, did he misread? Yes, okay, yeah. Basically, what do you not care that we don't have to do? I will answer first while you have a think about it. For me, Sparta and Slavia. I don't like going to the big Prague clubs because we invariably lose and it brings all the dickheads out of the woodwork. I don't like them at all. So, yeah, I will not miss those in the slightest.
Česká Budějovice.
Okay.
Miles away, we never win there.
That could be said about almost anywhere, though.
Teplice.
Yeah.
It's miles away.
We never win there.
Yeah.
Okay. Next category, we are going with most pleasant surprise.
I found this one quite difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did as well.
Mine was not necessarily a footballing one. It was related.
Okay. Because my most pleasant surprise was actually, and this sounds just like a complete cop-out, but was Jakub Žežníček doing as well as he actually did. Because obviously you can't really compare scoring for fun down in the second tier to the top division, massive gap in quality. But the way that he was able to just rack up goals was actually just like, incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, from this player who was, you know, dead and buried, end of his career, nobody wanted him, you know, 3 goals and however many at Teplice, just to be completely rejuvenated by Zbrojovka Brno. We could rejuvenate something, clearly. Yeah. At least we've been able to do something right. But that was probably it for myself.
Yeah, good. I'm going to say the return of Yuri after the winter break, that older bloke who stands with us.
Yes.
Because there was like 3 games...
Oh, you're best mates with him.
Yeah. ...around winter where he sort of vanished and we were like... And yeah, he came back and he'd sort of been in hospital over Christmas.
Yeah.
And he was back and he's like, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's not dead. That was nice. Okay, next category, we're going with away fans of the season.
I think this one's quite easy and I would say Banik Ostrava.
You see, that was my first thought. I'm giving it to Zlín.
Zlín, you're giving it to
Zlín? Yeah, I am. Yeah, Banik, yeah, impressive, good tifo, but you know, bigger club, they always sort of travel. But Zlín actually turning up for once.
I mean, Zlín turning up for once when they got a free bus to take them.
Well, yeah,
I think it was free. If you're a Zlín supporter, you know, you can write a message about whether or not the bus was free, and then delete it and keep it to yourself.
Good. Best moment?
Beating Banik twice.
Bang. Straight in.
Yeah. Has to be.
I'm going with the first goal away in Olomouc.
I cannot enjoy that one because I was not there.
Yeah, but it was the first away game of the season. Beautiful day. Derby, first away goal, and it was a cracker.
Yeah.
Down our end. Mm-hmm. From the little butcher in what was eventually a 2-0 win, and the whole place just went bananas.
Was your second best moment Ben getting absolutely steaming that day?
It was very funny.
I lived vicariously through the photos.
Yeah, I mean, you know, his eyes aren't focused in a single one of them.
It's great. It's like that Homer's night out thing, like, see missing.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, the Pavel Zavadil Award for Most Handsome Player.
I mean, this is easy for me, but...
Of course. Are you going to name him anyway?
Well, it's my man crush Adam Fosek, David.
Yeah, fine. I'm going with Vlastimil Hrubý.
Really?
Yeah. Third choice goalkeeper he may be, but those twinkly eyes and that big old Viking beard.
See, I don't think he's even the most handsome keeper.
You think it's Berkey, don't you?
I think it's Berkey, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but I mean, you know... Father, they're all lovely. But no, it has to be Adam Fosek. And can I just say one thing? I hope that Adam Fosek gets more time this season.
Yeah. Yeah, he was criminally underused last season. I think Dostalek just didn't fancy him in that league. He was unlucky with injuries. And
how can you not fancy him?
Hey! Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to see more of Fos. Yeah, so there we go. Those are the... end of season, beginning of season award things.
In the run-up to Zbrojovka kicking off, I hope to see you all at the match, but why not let us know what your awards are for this season on Facebook or on Twitter. We'll read them out next time.
Yep, at Zbrojovcast on both. Thank you for listening. The next episode you hear will be...
an hour, as usual.
Well, and also, yes, and will also be the first one of the new season as we... fall back into the regular Tuesday rut of recording this and then watching the quizzes on BBC Two.
You know what? That sounds good to me.
Yeah, just to me too. Cheers then.
Bye.
The boy with a thorn in his side. Behind the hatred there lies a murderous desire. Say those words, still they don't believe me. And if they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? And if they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? Oh, oh, they don't want to believe us, and if they don't.